This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is the worst that you can think about. If you ever, if anybody ever, I'm not saying us, may Allah protect us, mashallah, now inshallah, nobody in this masjid are doing that, ameen. But if there's anybody that listened to me online or wherever they are in the world, just think about it. Imagine that's the time Allah take your ruh. Imagine you're watching this haram and Allah snatch your ruh away from you that time. Remember, that's the way that you will be raised. Qiyamah, your screen in front of you is going to be watching this haram. Resurrected like that in front of the Lord of the worlds. So how are we nurturing? What is the best form? And mashallah, there's a few verses that I have, Jamaatul Muslimin. The first thing that we speak about is what are we doing our rituals for and who are we doing it for? Our sacrifices that we make morning, afternoon, late afternoon, when the sun set, and late at night, especially now. You know, some of the brothers say, "Yo, Maulana, Isha is very late. That time I sleep already. I'll try to make Isha early in the morning." But yeah, oggend slaap ek as baak ek nooit Isha nie. You know why? Because we don't sacrifice. We are not willing to sacrifice anymore for the sake of Allah. Although Allah says, "Qul say inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen." How beautifully Allah stated to us, say that my salah, my prayer, that salah, and this is our focus today. Because how is it possible with everything happening around us, the world is showing and Allah is showing us that the only way that you can be successful now is to have iman and to believe in Allah. And believers can see that. We have to believe in Allah now. Everything is happening around us. They are massacring Muslims everywhere. Subhanallah. You know, I don't know if you know of Donald Trump. You guys heard of him? Subhanallah. He's now the president, mashallah. You know what? He promised all the promises, and now suddenly after his promise, what did he say? These jihadists and these Islamists, and now he's against the Muslims again. Subhanallah. But, you know, are we even surprised about this? We shouldn't be surprised about it. We know that this is their nature. Right? And subhanAllah, they have here in this world, and Allah will give them respite and respite in this world. But what are they going to receive in the year after? Punishment upon punishment upon punishment if hidayah don't come there. May Allah grant them hidayah to see the light of Islam, subhanAllah. And that should not, you know, our concern must be, how can we impact and have an impact on these people's lives that they must see Islam? The only thing they see is their own whims and fancies and nafs, and they want to be powerful in it, and they think that that is success. And Islam changed your mindset when it comes to that. Gaza is one of the examples. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati. How everything they do is for Allah. Everything. Ajeeb. Subhanallah. Where do you see children like this having that amount of iman in Allah? From Gaza. Where's our children? If we speak, if they ask us, it's always about dunya. It's always about dunya. You know, and subhanAllah, we are so happy when our children ask us nowadays a deen question. You know how happy it makes me if a child comes to me and asks me something about deen? It's amazing. Because the only thing that they speak about today is the West. It's soccer, if it's not rugby, if it's not PlayStation, if it's not Xbox. It's just norm. It became the norm of society. And you know what is strange? That the parent can speak with the child. No, that didn't happen. How can you even be a Liverpool supporter? Astaghfirullah al-Azim, Jahannam. You must be Manchester United supporter, mashallah, Jannah. Go lucky, astaghfirullah, is he right? No, I'm joking, astaghfirullah al-Azim. Right, but this is the conversations that happen. And I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying it can't happen. It shouldn't happen. No, mashallah. You know, Islam is a balanced religion. We can play. We can swim it now. What is coming up? They call it the festive season. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Festive. It's going to be festive. All the haram is going to be open. Open air haram is going to happen. So does it mean that we can't enjoy ourselves? No, we can enjoy ourselves. But enjoy ourselves within the boundaries that Allah has prescribed. Don't look at haram. Go at a time when there's not so much haram there that you can at least focus. You can have a good time with your family. MashaAllah, enjoy yourself for the appropriate time. And know your boundaries, because adhan is going to go off. I need to make salah. Teach our children that. One of the things that we look forward to normally in our family is traveling. Why? Because my children say, jump, salah, jump. No, jump, salah, mashallah. Was jumpy, salah, summa. Was mak, twi, twi, alhamdulillah. You know, it's nice. But our children know about jump, salah. We taught them about jump, salah. We taught them how and when you can perform jump, salah. So they're looking forward to a journey. And so utilize these beautiful moments that you have. We don't need to look at the haram side of things, because normally when people travel, salah goes out by the door. No, I'm on holiday. I don't need to make salah anymore. Allah protect us from this. This is the one thing. This is our lifeline. It is salah. And Allah says, "Inna salati wa nusuki," our sacrifices, wa mahyaya, our life, wa mamati, and our death, lillahi rabbil alameen. It is for the Lord of the worlds. It is for Allah Ta'ala alone. And subhanAllah, Jamaatul Muslimin, we need to live up to this. This is advice that Allah gives to us as a nation. Let your life and your death be for Allah. Your salah that you make, you know, some of us, mashallah, when we're alone in the masjid, we make that 2 rak'at salah in 2 minutes. And then, mashallah, now we stay in our second two rak'at, we say, like, that was tahiyatul masjid. No worries, I come a buta'a, no, such a 20 minutes for right 2 rak'at. Because, Mawlana Azir, Allahu Akbar. The tuma'ninas must be properly, you know, that pauses in between must be long. They put them, ya Allah, Mawlana's by a pious man. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We're not doing it for men. Our salah is for who? It's for Allah. But today, everything that we do, we need acknowledgement. This is the time of acknowledgement. We must acknowledge our children all the time. Oh, mashallah, you've done so well. But all that does it well, good nakhili or club. Can you be bitter? Do nothing, man. Huh? 99% in math. What happened with the 1%? It's just on Muslim, Jayman. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But it was a try for us. But all our children, we pamper them so much today. Ajib, they fall. Oh, shame. Let me see. A little also, kijk, I say, hey, can't feel better, man. Don't just pray. It comes up, yuppie, boom, and fall weer af. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But we had strong bones. As also, kinders wat dagval. Oh, in the hospital, speak, subhanallah. You know, that is life today. You know, our children are being nurtured and being pampered so much that you don't know who's the man and the woman anymore. I mean, they even give us colors now. MashaAllah, you've got all the stripes, blue, pink, yellow, Jayzuma, no, bye. La hawla wa la quwwata illa. You don't know who you are also today. May Allah protect us. This is the generation of today. And what is going to protect us? What is it what does it take to create a great generation of tomorrow? And that's mashallah. Allah Ta'ala says in the next verse, Allah mentions beautifully, mashallah. Inna salata sakanun lahum wallahu sami'un alim. Before this, Allah says, khudh min amwalihim sadaqa. Sadaqa. Now, this is amazing. Where Allah speaks here, and this is also for us to take a lesson. Tutahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha wa salli alayhim. Allah Ta'ala says that take, O Muhammad, from their wealth a charity by which you purify them and cause them increase. This is Allah speaking. What does Allah say? When you give charity, Allah says, Allah will make it increase for you. You will get more and more and more to give. But today when we hold on. Because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Remember when COVID was here? Ya Allah. Was that by a Sayyidina Khabis? No. Not the Muslims. That is so amazing. In COVID, the Muslims actually gave. Because that's the time that we had to, and the only option was for us to turn to Allah. We lost family members, close and dear to us. A'imma, ulama, on a large scale, they passed on. Allah took them. And what did we depend on? Total dependence. When COVID was here, it was on Allah. And what did Allah? Allah allowed us. Allah let us give. Did any one of us come short? Look at us today. Some of us are bitter off, subhanAllah. Ajib, Allah teach us. But then we forget so quick. Allah says that when you give sadaqah, Allah purifies you. Tutahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim. And Allah Ta'ala says Allah will increase for you. So give sadaqah, Jamaatul Muslimin, in abundance. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And salaya means to invoke, to ask. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Inna salataka sakanun lahum wallahu samiun alim. And Allah Ta'ala says, indeed, your invocations are reassurance. So once again, salah, prayer. Prayer is not only standing in front of Allah salah. That is the technical, the istilahi meaning of salah. It is to perform salah the way that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, making salah the way we're making salah. But salah also means dua. So look at us, if you look at your own life, do we make enough dua to Allah? Everything that we want today, Allah can give it to us. And Allah will give it to us. But we are not willing to go the extra mile with Allah. In the past, I mentioned how we should ask, you know, like a 16-year-old, or like a 12-year-old, or like a 10-year-old, or like a 2-year-old. If you ask like the 16-year-old, you'll get nothing. Why? Because you ask once. Look at my child. You know, they come to me, they say, Abi, can Abi give me this? I say, no. If he goes, hatlap, he's not going to get anything. But that youngster of mine, nah, there's no one for her. I'm telling you, none of your children can come close to her. She is the pits. She comes and she will look at me in my face with that, you know, that eyes. Abi, can you give me that? With attitude also. And I'm like, no, Abi, can you give me that? I say, no. Abi, just wait. Can you give me that? We're like, what is up with you? I'm not going to give you. Abi. Till I say, mashallah, just go get this child what she wants. Why? She's persistent. She knows what she wants. I'm going to get it out of you. So that's what Allah wants. Allah Ta'ala says, right, that if you ask me, I will respond to you. But we ask once. And we expect Allah can give. But Allah loves the action of the slave that come to Allah perpetually, all the time. So never stop. How many of us make dua for Gaza every day? Cheap. Sometimes we even forget about Gaza. That's why, what did we establish in the masjid? 40 days, inshallah. Like the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 40 days Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua against the enemy. So we chose 40 days. Because this is the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are murdering and massacring like they murdered and massacred in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are doing the same. So we're doing the same of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, at the 40th day, which will be ba'ath, inshallah, the 30th of November, will be with our last, which will be the 40th day, where we have our kunut in every salah, inshallah. Loud and soft salah, the last rak'ah, we make kunut yet. This is the sunnah of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, at the last, Allah will give us fatih. Like Allah gave fatihu Makkah, Allah will give us fatihu Israel. We'll take them over. We'll finish them, inshallah ta'ala. Why? Because of what? Of weaponry? No, because of the hearts on the southern tip in South Africa, here in Panorama. We decided something small for the sake of Allah with sincerity. And if we're going to get through this as a minority, Allah will take that sincerity and Allah will say, now I grant victory to the people of Gaza and to the people of Rafah and to the people of Palestine and to the people of all the oppressors in the world. Allahu Akbar. This is the amount himma that we need to have. That himma, that you know, that importance that we have when it comes to Allah Ta'ala is simple. That I'm going towards success, but I leave my child behind. And I know also when my child is at home, he's watching like a TV there or playing a game there. And I'd come home and it's like a normal, it's normal in my house. It can't be, it's impossible. Allah Ta'ala says, "What does salah do? Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Today's life is built on fahsha. Everybody does haram and wrongdoing. It's happening normal day, and it normalizes our children's brains. The one thing that will keep them away from that, Allah says, "Inna salata inna salata anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Allah Ta'ala says that salah is the one thing that will keep you away. It will keep you away from fakhsha and munkar. Of things that Allah hates, that Allah despises, munkarat, things that is totally impermissible. The one thing that will keep our children safe from that and keep us safe from that is our salah. Hold on to that salah. It's very important, inshallah ta'ala. So let us bring salah alive. It's actually very sad that we need to speak about bringing salah alive. Salah is like, what is salah? It's miftahul jannah. How you come to a door and you don't have a key? You're never going to be able to enter. So the day of Qiyamah, many people's going to come, but they have no key to the door. What's going to have to happen? They're going to have to turn into another direction, and that's a direction that we don't want to turn to. Allah protect us. But if we have that key that kept us alive, and kept us close and connected to the Lord of the worlds. Allahu Akbar, that key we have in our hands that day, we stand in front of the door, and we place that key in that door, and we open that door. How amazing is that? Allah allows them to enter Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. And my last is the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man hafadha ala salati kanat lahu nur wa burhan wa najat yawm al-qiyamah. The one who protects his salah, right, it will be a means of nur for him. It will be a proof for him. It will be success for him the day of qiyamah. Wa man lam yuhafidh alayha lam yakun lahu nuran wala burhanan wala najat. وكان يوم القيامة مع فرعون وهامان وقارون وأبي بن خلف. لا إله إلا الله. Allah protect us. And the one who does not protect his salah and look after his salah, Allah Ta'ala's Messenger said there will be no nur for him and no proof for him and no success for him. But he will be on the day of Qiyamah with whom? مع فرعون. He will be raised with فرعون and هامان and قارون and أبي بن خلف, the greatest of the munafiqeen. Can you imagine the day of Qiyamah you are resurrected with these people? And what was your neglect? Your neglect was salah. We did not look after our salah. Salah is our key to Jannah. Salah is what keeps us sane in this world. It keeps us away from fahsha and munkar. May Allah allow us, inshallah, to look after our salah. And when our salah is intact, wallahi, I promise you, if our children are steadfast on salah, we'll have a great generation of tomorrow. They are holding on to their salah, we'll have a great generation of tomorrow. But today we need to worry. And why? What should worry do to us? It must bring us himmah. You know, strengthen us that we are going to work on this, how every child can be a child of salah today. Let us take us back years ago when the Christian people used to tell the Muslim people, kan jy nie hoor die adhan gaan af nie? En jy het 'n pak gekry by auntie Anna, auntie Mary. Sy het vir jou 'n pak gegee because sy's buite. You are outside because of adhan. Can you imagine that? Where did that strength of the believers, where did it dwindle? It is us. It's only us, and we can change that again, inshallah. Allah bless and grant us acceptance, inshallah. Salah is our key. Allah grant understanding, and first of all, acceptance as well, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. We have a few announcements. The first one is Gaza demonstration at 5 p.m. Inshallah ta'ala, that we'll have led by Farooq Bhai, inshallah. And then please support our Langa Islamic Society Gala dinner. It's 300 and a ticket. The poster is up there, inshallah ta'ala. We have to. Langa is one of our townships. You know, and mashallah, there's a lot of good work that is happening there. A lot of, mashallah, reverts are coming from there. So let us support our masjid in Langa, inshallah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala accept from us everything we heard. Now when we give sadaqah, Allah gives more. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Request for dua for the sick as well, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant shifa and kamila min kulli da for all the sick. I see our beloved Nuriba is here again. Allah grant complete shifa, inshallah. Ameen. We are happy to always see him at the masjid. He brings the nur into the masjid. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And then also we have a youngster, right? Subhanallah. He's a hafid that always used to frequent our masjid, hafid Abu Bakr Bodiat, right? He, subhanallah, is 31 years old, diagnosed with cancer. He's actually not diagnosed, he's re-diagnosed with cancer. Allahu Akbar, he yesterday found one of the ladies in the area and he started crying and he asked, can Mawla was see him, because this is the community that he remembers that is warm. That was warm towards him, where he feels that this is my house. He's not from here, he's from Joburg. But look who's phoning. This community that accepts everybody so beautifully. Why? Because this is Islam. And when we say today, ya Allah, grant him complete shifa and all the sick, Allah will listen to our ameen, inshallah. Allah will accept ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. And also, one of the Moroccan brother's father who is ill, may Allah grant him also complete shifa, shifa and kamil. Do we know his name, Asgarbai? Don't know his name? Shifa and kamil, min kulli da, inshallah. Yughadiru saqama wa la alama. Only Allah can do this, la ba'us tahoor, inshallah, for all the sick. This is only a test and a trial, and Allah is purifying them, inshallah. Fajazakumullahu khair al jaza, wa akhiru da'wana, hum alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المتقون، اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله، فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات، وعليكم بالسنة، فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة، ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا: خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بما، وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم، والله سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حافظ على الصلاة كانت له نورا وبرهانا ونجاة يوم القيامة، ومن لم يحافظ عليها لم يكن له نور ولا برهان ولا نجاة، وكان يوم القيامة مع فرعون وهامان وقارون وأبي بن خلف. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله. أجمعين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمة أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، فاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبه. رضي الله تعالى عن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله، الله، في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه، وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا معهم. اللهم منزل الكتاب، سريع الحساب، اهزم الأحزاب، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم، يزلهم. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله. أقيموا الصلاة.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. الله اكبر الله اكبر. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله. اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح. قامت الصلاه قامت الصلاه. الله اكبر الله اكبر. لا اله الا الله.
لا اله الا الله. سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استوي اعتلي يرحمكم الله. صلوا صلاه المودع. Inshallah, stand close, shoulder to shoulder, let it touch, inshallah, show our unity. We're going to make qunut, inshallah, in the last raka'ah after the ruku'. May Allah accept. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنذر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين
فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا برحمتك الشر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت فلك الحمد على ما قضيت ونستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب اهزم الأحزاب اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. ربنا اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك نسألك التوبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام. حينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. مقبول إن شاء الله.